This is Tom Rowe in Acre with the daily news for WGXC for Tuesday, June 14th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. New York State of Politics reports that while the New York State Assembly primary elections are now scheduled for June 28th, using the new maps drawn by Democrats in early 2022, a judge in the First Department of the Appellate Division last week ruled the lines invalid, but they cannot be redrawn during this election cycle because of time constraints. Another lawsuit, brought by the League of Women Voters of New York State, alleged the State Board of Elections should not certify the Assembly lines because the Court of Appeals said they were drawn by an unconstitutional process. Quote, "We lost that case," unquote, said Laura Ladd Bierman, executive director of the league. Quote, "It has been appealed to the Third Department of the Appellate Division," unquote. The two conflicting cases from the Third Department and First Department will be appealed to the Court of Appeals, the state's highest court, where Ladd Bierman said she hopes they will be consolidated. It's not clear when the Court of Appeals will rule. Quote, "It's crazy. What happens after 2022? How are the new maps redrawn then? It does not state. Would there be a master that would redraw them, as the master has redrawn the congressional and the Senate? Or would it go back to the legislature or the IRC?" unquote. Ladd Bierman wondered aloud. Quote, "It doesn't say, and there's no process to do this after 2022, unquote. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that the state comptroller Thomas DiNapoli reached a audit last week finding the Greenville Central School District failed to establish adequate policies and procedures concerning employee network access. The audit began July 1, 2019, and the goal was to determine if district officials had established adequate network user account controls to prevent unauthorized use or access to its computer system. The audit was originally set to end February 8, 2021, but was extended through March 31st so state auditors could complete computer testing. The comptroller's office found the district did not develop a comprehensive acceptable use policy and monitor employee computer use. They also found the district failed to disable 64 unnecessary user accounts, including both former student and employee accounts. The auditors recommend the district acceptable use policy be updated to clearly state what is acceptable for district computer use, update the policy to include district employees, and to regularly review and monitor that policy for compliance. The report also recommended the district implement procedures to monitor employees' computer use and put into effect ways to ensure compliance. Greenville Central School District Superintendent Michael Bennett said he would defer questions about the state audit until after the Board of Education holds its next meeting. He said the district would be implementing an acceptable policy for employee use of district devices and its network. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. WNYT-TV reports that Governor Kathy Hochul on June 13th signed bills to protect abortion rights in New York, providing protection for abortion providers and patients going forward. The legislation was approved in anticipation of a Supreme Court decision on abortion rights. Quote, "Not here, not now, not ever," unquote, Hochul said in response to the persistent assault on women's rights. She signed the package of six abortion rights bills at Cooper Union in New York City. Quote, "Under the first bill that I'll be signing, we're allowing New Yorkers to file lawsuits against people who are trying to limit their reproductive freedom," unquote, said Hochul. The legislation also provides legal protection for abortion service providers and a bill allowing abortion providers and patients to keep their home addresses confidential. Quote, "The women of New York will never be subjugated to government-mandated pregnancies because that's what will ensue if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court," unquote, said Hochul. The leak of a SCOTUS draft opinion in May seemed to indicate the nation's highest court is poised to overturn the 1973 landmark decision, setting off protests nationwide. Read more about this story at WNYT.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.